Chapter 20, The Supreme Reality, The Supreme God, The Perceiver and the Perceived, The Individual and the World, The Experiencer and the Experienced, Everything, Every Being, Everywhere is the Ultimate Reality, the Supreme God, known as Brahman. There exists nothing other than Brahman. The entire phenomenon of the play of plurality of things and beings, of names and forms, is a mere superimposition upon the one reality, an illusory projection upon Brahman. But the superimposition does not make Brahman any less or more. It remains the same, immaculate, infinite. An invocation in the ancient text of the Upanishad pronounces this truth. Om Purnamadah Purnamidham Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Translation: Om, that is infinite. This is infinite. Infinite has come out of infinite. Take away infinite from infinite, what remains is infinite. Other means that. That refers to the supreme reality, Brahman. Idam is this. This refers to the world, the pluralistic phenomenon projected upon Brahman. Brahman is supreme, infinite, inconceivable by the intellect. The world also appears infinite in nature. The world has emerged from Brahman, but Brahman is not any less. It remains the same, unaffected, unchanged. This truth is akin to lighting many candles from a single flame. Numerous flames arise from one flame, yet the original flame is not any less. It remains the same, unchanged. So it is with Brahman. The universe has emerged from Brahman, yet it remains ever the same. The infinite cosmos is drawn out of the infinite Brahman. What remains is infinite Brahman. As in mathematics, infinite minus infinite is infinite. Another example is that of numerous garments made of cotton. Cotton is spun into yarn, yarn woven into cloth, and cloth made into garments. All these have come out of cotton. Nevertheless, cotton is not any less. Cotton remains as cotton, be it in the original state or in the variety of garments produced. These examples and illustrations serve as useful pointers to conceive Brahman. Brahman, though it is indefinable, inconceivable, they go a long way to explain the inexplicable, so that the human intellect can formulate some idea of its magnitude and magnificence. The most direct and practical example is the experience of the dream. The phenomenon of the dream proceeds from the mind. The dream consists of the dreamer and the dream world. The dream world also comprises infinite pairs of opposites, things and beings, names and forms. The creation of the dream world does not render the mind any less. The mind remains just the same, unaffected, unsullied by the projection of the dream. In fact, all aspects of the dream are mere thoughts of the mind. The variety of thoughts have assumed these forms. As long as the dream lasts, the dreamer will not realize the insubstantial nature of the dream world. The dreamer experiences the solidarity, reality of the dream world, just as the waker experiences that of the waking world. Only when the dreamer crosses the dream world, wakes up into the waking world, the waker realizes the entire dream world to be a figment of his mind. Similarly, the waking world and its infinite phenomena are nothing but different aspects of Brahman. The waker does not recognize this truth as long as he is in the waking state, just as the dreamer does not realize the nature of the dream world while he is in the dream. But the moment the waker recognizes the self, Atman Brahman, rises from the waking state to self-realization, he apprehends the whole truth that the waking world is yet another illusory projection, that Brahman alone is the reality. Reality is that which persists, which exists in all periods of time, remains the same in the past, present and future. Reality exists both as manifest and unmanifest, as structure and substratum. The world arises out of reality, exists in reality, merges ultimately into reality, as waves arise, exist, and merge into the ocean. The waves are nothing but water. So is the world nothing but the reality Brahman. Brahman is the eternities that cannot be conceived, defined, described. Yet great souls, having realized Brahman, have given various indications as to its infinite nature. These serve as pointers to the unknown reality, as arcs in geometry serve to fix the location of a point. An unknown point X is said to be 4 inches from a known point A and 5 inches from another known point B. You can then fix the location of X by striking 2 arcs with a compass measuring 4 and 5 inches respectively from A and B. The intersection of the 2 arcs would be the location of X. Thus, the following indicative definitions help conceptualize to an extent the inconceivable Brahman. Ekam, one. Brahman, the Supreme God, is said to be one. There exists nothing but the one reality, Brahman. The pluralistic phenomena is a superimposition upon that one. Yet Brahman remains the same, just as the mind remains one, even as the pluralistic phenomena of dream objects and beings arise from it. Advayam, non-dual. The definition of the reality being one creates the impression of a boundary around it, which means that something exists beyond it. Since nothing exists other than Brahman, it cannot strictly be defined as one, hence said to be non-dual. Nirakara, formless. An object takes a form where there is something other than the material of the object beyond its boundary. If there is nothing other than the object to define its boundary, it cannot have a form. Anything all-pervading cannot have a form. Since Brahman alone exists. There is nothing other than Brahman to create its form, hence considered formless. Sarvagatam, all pervading. Brahman alone exists, nothing else. It pervades everywhere. If not so, there would be a place it has not accessed that would restrict it, limit it. Hence, Brahman is limitless, infinite. It has to be all-pervading. Nirguna, attributeless. Substances have properties, qualities, attributes. They are perishable. If attributes are given to Brahman, it would be reduced to a substance and rendered perishable. Since Brahman is not a perishable substance, it is attributeless. Aksharam, imperishable. Every object and being has a beginning and an end. Birth and death. The terrestrial world is an expression of creation and destruction. But Brahman is transcendental, beyond the terrestrial, not subject to birth and death, hence imperishable. Ajaha, unborn. Brahman, Atman, is not born when beings are born, nor does it die when beings die. It always was, is, and will ever be, with no beginning or end, hence considered unborn. Nitya, eternal. Eternal means beyond time. Time is the interval between two experiences, as distance is between two points. There can be no distance at a point. There has to be more than one point to create the idea of distance. A minimum of two points is necessary to measure distance. So it is with time. There can be no concept of time at the first experience. With the second experience alone is time born, since two are required to measure time. That perhaps is the reason for the unit of time to be termed second. Time therefore arises with the second experience. But Brahman, being the source of all experiences, existed at the very first, hence said to be before time, trans-time, timeless, eternal. Nirvikara, changeless. Brahman, Atman, remains changeless. In and through the changes occurring in the equipments, it enlivens. The body, mind and intellect change continuously. These changes are perceptible because of the presence of the changeless substratum, the Atman that supports them all. Nirmala, stainless. Stainless means pure, immaculate. A substance is pure when the material of the substance is not mixed with anything else. For example, a sample of gold is pure only when there is no material but gold in it. If other material is mixed with it, it becomes impure. Brahman is said to be ever pure, since there exists nothing other than Brahman. There can be no contamination in Brahman, hence stainless. Anantam, infinite. Things and beings of the world have a beginning and an end. They are all finite. They arise out of, exist in, and merge into Brahman. Brahman is the substratum upon which the worlds appear and disappear. It is beginningless, endless, infinite. Jnanam, knowledge. Brahman is absolute, pure knowledge. The knowing principle with which everything becomes known. People have the knowledge of sight, sound, smell, taste and touch. Also the knowledge of joy and sorrow, of thought and idea. These are all conditioned knowledge. Knowledge defined by perception, emotion and thought. Whereas Brahman is knowledge undefined, unconditioned. None can possess knowledge of Brahman. It is knowledge per se, unrelated to anything. Anandam, bliss. The pleasures derived from objects and beings of the world are fleeting, ephemeral. Whereas the bliss of self-realization is absolute, eternal. It is the ultimate goal of human evolution. The enlightened enjoys the uninterrupted supreme bliss. Turiyam, fourth, refers to the state of self-realization, the state of pure consciousness beyond the waking, dream, and deep sleep. These three states are conditioned by the gross, subtle, and causal bodies respectively. When one detaches oneself from the three bodies, rises above their conditioning, one merges with the pure consciousness, reaches the fourth state of Turiyam. Achintyam, inconceivable. Brahman is pure consciousness. It is the Supreme Self enlivening the senses to perceive objects, mind to feel emotions, and intellect to conceive thoughts. It is the subject, not the object of experience. Your body, mind, and intellect cannot reach Brahman. The self conceiving the world through the intellect is like a viewer observing a landscape through a telescope. The viewer uses the telescope to view everything except himself. He cannot see himself with a telescope. Likewise, the self uses the intellect to conceive everything in the world except itself. Hence, the self is said to be inconceivable.